Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you wonderful listeners to the first episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we get a drink and we reflect on our places in the massive world in which we live, and we also try to answer any questions that we might have. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is a tall iced cafe mocha from Starbucks. Has a bit of whipped cream, has a nice chocolatey taste, which is exactly how I like a good iced cafe mocha. In tonight's episode, our question is, dreams, can we truly make them reality? So let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Before we begin, I think it's important that we define what we mean by dream. And for the purposes of tonight's episode, the term dream will be defined as a cherished achievement, ambition, or ideal. On that note, it will not matter whether or not the dream was conceived, whilst asleep, or when awake. I think dreams are fantastic. I'm sure if I asked you right now to list 5 dreams that you have conceived in your lifetime, without me specifying an age or a time period, it would take you no more than a minute to answer that question. From childhood, we imagine weird and wonderful things about the world and what we can do in it. At a very young age, I dreamed that I could be the fastest runner in the universe, or that I could walk on clouds if I could somehow manage to get into the sky in the first place. And as we age, our dreams begin to mature. They begin to reflect aspects of the world around us. Some of our dreams become career-related. Some of us dream of becoming engineers to innovate and develop society for the better, and some of us dream of becoming teachers to inspire the younger generation. This is by no means an extensive list, but it gives you an idea. Some of our dreams relate to people. We dream of having good friends around us for support. Some of us dream of finding the one to share a special type of bond with. And sometimes we dream about ourselves, to become the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. And the extent to which we dream as we live and breathe says 2 things. 1, it's in our nature to dream, to aspire towards greater things. And 2, as we grow, our dreams and aspirations grow with us, making us truly evolutionary in more ways than just one. However, I also think that sometimes we are conditioned to disregard our dreams. From a young age, we're almost taught to write them off as fictional, because we can't physically see them with our eyes. How many times do you think you might have heard the phrase, or even said the phrase yourself, "It was only a dream"? Without realizing it, such phrases denounce the importance of our dreams, and they encourage a means of thinking, which sounds something to the effects of this. If the end goal isn't immediately visible, then the idea is unattainable. And as we grow, we carry that mentality with us. We dream of traveling around the world, but because the money isn't in our account there and then, we say, "But it's just a dream." And we write off the notion of travel as impossible. We dream of attaining the perfect body, but because we've gotten so used to an unhealthy lifestyle, and because the idea of change is scary, we write that personal development off as just a dream. We dream of achieving amazing grades at school, at university, or getting that promotion at work, but because we've never done that before, or because we aren't confident in ourselves, we write off that success, that progression, as just a dream. Unfortunately, the definition of dream then changes from a cherished achievement, ambition, to ideal, to an unrealistic or self-deluding fantasy. This dilemma brings us back to our original question. Dreams. Can we truly make them reality? Well, from what I've just described, I'm sure a great many of you are leaning towards answering no, believing that dreams are limited to being figments of our imagination and nothing more. Before you reach that conclusion indefinitely, I want you to stop for a second and remember that we are evolutionary in more ways than just one. it is in our nature to change and to grow. And that is not limited to our capacity to dream. We see that in our other abilities, in our ability to think, to do, to see, and to be. So why should dreaming be any different? Why should we be any different when we approach our dreams for what they are? If you have a dream that is not currently attainable, that does not mean that it is forever unattainable. Things which take more time to manifest in reality are no less realistic than things which manifest in mere seconds. Think about what your dream is, but more importantly, think about what you need as a person to achieve that dream. If you have the tools to achieve your dream, then maybe it's a change of mindset that you need to put those tools into action, a mindset that says, I can do this. If you don't have those tools, then source them out, be it through reading, studying, or communicating with others, collaborating with others. If you can do that, then that ambition to go to Hawaii won't be just a dream or a self-deluding fantasy, but it'll be something that you can do and enjoy when you've worked the hours and you have the money to enjoy yourself as you rightfully should. If you can do that, then that ambition to lose that weight or build that muscle won't be just a dream, but a permanent change that you can reward yourself with because you committed time to yourself. If you can do that, then your ambition to get those aspirational grades or that promotion won't be just a dream, but a reality. Because you went to the library for those extra couple of hours during the week, or you worked that little bit harder in the office to be recognized for the star quality that you have. In your day, be it now or tomorrow, or somewhere in between, think of one dream that you have. Think of whether you have the tools to live that dream now or not. If you do, fantastic. Give yourself that little push to get going. If you don't, that's fine, because you can find those tools to make your dream a reality. Dreams are not inherently self-deluding fantasies, nor are they inherently real. But we have the power to determine what our dreams are defined as. You have that power, and I want you to remember that. So, tonight's question was dreams. Can we make them a reality? And the answer to that question is, it's up to you. And when that music comes on, that's a sign for me to go. I'd like to thank Lakey Inspired and DJ Quads for the smooth tunes that were used in tonight's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been your host, Mr. Mocha, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time.